5 members of the Iranian women's soccer team have been granted humanitarian visas while in Australia. The decision follows concerns the players could face serious safety risks if they were forced to return to Iran. The Refugee Council of Australia says the move highlights the importance of Australia's protection visa system, which allows people already in the country to seek safety if they fear prosecution or harm in their home country. The Wire's Momina Shakur spoke with Refugee Council of Australia Director of Policy and Research Rebecca Eckard about the decision and what it means.
Why is the government's decision to grant the Iranian women's soccer team asylum so important?
It's an important decision because it's a demonstration of the need for protection. The Refugee Convention was created after World War II to recognize that people often arrive in places and need refugee protection. So Australia's decision to recognize that the Iranian soccer team's arrival here in Australia and then the circumstances that changed significantly in their home country is a recognition of the flexibility that's required to address those protection needs. And that has, you know, been the case for so many others as well.
So far, only 5 of the players have asked for asylum. Will more follow in the coming days?
That's something we'll have to wait to be seen. We do understand that there's, you know, been discussion for others to be offered protection if needed, but of course they do have to request it, and they'll have to take into account their personal circumstances and any concerns that they have for their safety and the safety of their family members.
Speaking of safety, what dangers may the Iranian soccer players face if they were to go back home?
Unfortunately, there's been well-documented cases of people of Iran facing direct persecution, imprisonment, you know, based on very questionable charges. We've seen people who have seen their family members disappeared, and they've faced, harsh treatment and, you know, including, you know, violence that they've had to face as a result of, you know, the simple act of even being a representative, you know, player in this international sports arena can be sufficient. But we also know that women are particularly facing difficult circumstances in Iran.
How does this decision reflect on Australia's protection visa system for people fearing to go back to their home countries?
I think it's a reflection of what is supposed to happen, both in our protection system, but also in how Australia responds to humanitarian crises. So the purpose of our onshore protection system is to be responsive to the needs of people. They arrive in Australia on a, you know, a different type of visa, and then circumstances can change, often quite dramatically, in their home countries while they're here in Australia. And that is the purpose of the onshore protection system, is to be able to respond to those needs and those changed circumstances and changed country conditions often. And they all have to be assessed, and you know, Australia still assesses those cases very carefully. And this is exactly what it's supposed to do, to be able to make sure that people can remain safe. And the same in responding to humanitarian crises, you know, having a kind of a clear, consistent framework in place to be able to respond when people arrive in Australia and those circumstances change quite dramatically, to be able to respond quickly and efficiently and effectively, and to then be able to have the Australian community be able to, you know, show their support as well.
What would this case mean for other athletes in similar situations seeking asylum from their countries?
It's again, the claims for refugee protection are assessed on an individual basis. So the Australian government is very clear that it goes through those cases on an individual basis, and people who are, you know, facing persecution and, you know, significant harm if they were to return to their home countries can go through the asylum process to be able to seek protection. And it's not just, you know, sporting people. It's people that may come here for other reasons. They may be here on a temporary basis, but there are, you know, major change circumstances in their home country or in their personal circumstances that would mean they would need to be able to seek protection. And so it would be the same situation where they're able to apply and the Australian government can assess their protection claims. We welcome that there was that kind of decisive and quick response from the Australian government. And we do hope that, you know, there'll be a continuation of, you know, addressing the needs of people from refugee backgrounds.
That was Refugee Council of Australia Director of Policy and Research, Rebecca Eckard, speaking with The Wire's Momina Shakur.